Moments of Melody, a thought, a song, and some words from God's Word. When Mr. Lincoln was a baby, his mother said that she would rather have him learn to read and enjoy the Bible than to have him own a farm. And as he grew up, he did enjoy and use the Word of God. His very language and speeches came more and more to sound like that of the Bible. In one of his speeches he said, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." During the Civil War, one night a guest at the White House was not sleeping well. He noticed a light very early in the morning in the room next to him. He tiptoed to the door and saw President Lincoln kneeling at his bedside with the open Bible before him. He was letting God talk to him and instruct him out of his word.
I never walk alone. I have a Savior who walks beside me everywhere I go. Rejoices in his loving favor, and all who will his saving grace may know. I never walk alone, Christ walks beside me. He is the dearest friend I've ever known. To comfort and to guide me, I never walk alone.
We invite you to pause for a few moments to hear the Word of God. We continue our reading from Psalm 119. No, I haven't turned away from what you taught me. Your words are sweeter than honey. And since only your rules can give me wisdom and understanding, no wonder I hate every false teaching. Your words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. I've said it once, and I'll say it again and again. I will obey these wonderful laws of yours. I am close to death at the hands of my enemies. Oh, give me back my life again, just as you promised me. Accept my grateful thanks and teach me your desires. My life hangs in the balance, but I will not give up obedience to your laws. The wicked have set their traps for me along your path, but I will not turn aside. Your laws are my joyous treasure forever. I am determined to obey you until I die. I hate those who are undecided whether or not to obey you, but my choice is clear. I love your law. You are my refuge and my shield, and your promises are my only source of hope. I like that one verse. Let's look at it again. Your words are a flashlight to light the path ahead of me and keep me from stumbling. I wonder if that's not the reason that so many people stumble through life. They haven't learned the value of the Word of God, as Lincoln learned it and also as the writer of this psalm. I'd like to ask you a question. Have you learned this great value that is to be found in the Word of God?